And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. On the phone with me right now, I've got Les Widener. He is the operations manager for the Madras Community Food Pantry. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Dave. How are you?
Excellent. Nice to talk to you again. I thought we would start this time around with what's new over there.
Well, we are actively rehabbing a building here in Madras that will become our first home of our own. It's a building that was once called the Labby Mint Building that they used to process mint years ago. And it's just, it's within the Madras city limits on the Culver Highway. And we should be moving into that building sometime in July.
Oh,
so we're getting there.
That's exciting news.
Yeah.
Now, will that be less overhead for your operation?
Not really. It'll just be something that we can manage ourselves. We've been renting space in the United Methodist Church for, since the inception. But since we've become our own 501c3 nonprofit, we began paying making lease payments to the church. And so this new building is one that the Jefferson County commissioners bought for us, but with the understanding that we would rent it from them. So the rent on the new building and the rent on our existing space here in the church is about equivalent.
Now, the need for your guys' services has only grown in the recent past, right?
Oh, right. It's still growing. In 2023, we had about 6,000 visits to the pantry. And in 2024, we had 9,300. And we're projecting 2025 to be over 10,000, almost 11,000 visits to the pantry.
Now, I feel like a lot of people don't understand that food insecurity, are people, I mean, of course, there's always some are homeless, but most of the people that you're serving are actually just kind of trying to balance the rising cost of living, especially, you know, property, homes and rent and all that. And the thing that they seem to let go first seems to be food, which is what they need to stay alive.
Right. I mean, as we know, the price of eggs is a good indication of how expensive food is. But overall, if you go to the grocery store and buy a bag of food, you may be looking at $50 to $75 for one bag of food, maybe more, depending on what you choose. And we serve a large elderly population. We serve, I think, 20% of our clientele is from Warm Springs Reservation, and the rest are people who just come to us because they need more food than they have.
Now, did you mention to me that one of your sources for food is cutting back a little bit?
Well, it's been in the news how the Oregon Food Bank, which is a federal source for food, has experienced some grant cuts. And there's a 17% reduction from the Oregon Food Bank to Neighbor Impact, which is where we go in Redmond to pick up our food each week. So there is that decline in the amount of food that Neighbor Impact is getting from Oregon Food Bank. But at the same time, there's a greater demand for the food. So last year, we averaged about 8,000 pounds of food a week. This year, we're getting about 6,000 pounds per week. That's a 25% reduction. So, you know, you add 17% reduction from the Oregon Food Bank. So if we're looking at, food cut from the Oregon Food Bank to Neighbor Impact, along with higher demands from the number of people we're serving, then we are experiencing probably a 25% reduction in food. So this makes it all more important for us to have other ways of sourcing food, which we do through food drives and fundraisers.
And speaking of fundraisers, you got one coming up on June 5th. Why don't you tell us about that?
It's called the Great Madras Community Dine Out. The way that works is we sign up restaurants, not just in Madras, but in Culver, Metolius throughout Jefferson County, and we're also reaching into Crooked River Ranch and Terrebonne. We have about 31 restaurants this year on board who have agreed that from the increase in business they have that day, they will return a donation to the food pantry. So what our job is to get everyone in the community throughout the county to go out and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner on June the 5th at one of these participating restaurants. And then those restaurants will return a donation to us.
Oh, wow.
So our goal this year is $7,500. Last year, we reached a goal of 6,000. But we've got a few extra new restaurants in Madras and around. And so we're looking for a better result this year.
Okay. Is there a list online or something that people could look at?
If you go to madrascommunityfoodpantry.com, you'll see our poster, and beneath that is the list of all the participating restaurants and the merchants who are behind us promoting the event as well. We'll have an ad in the newspaper, the Madras Pioneer, 2 weeks ahead of the event, and then the day before the event. And we got some posters around town and banners that are promoting it.
Les Widener is the operations manager for Madras Community Food Pantry, their big event. Their fundraiser is on June 5th. You get more information at the website. Les, thanks again.
I enjoyed it, Dave.
All right.
And please spread the word to anyone who in Jefferson County who may need some food because they're experiencing food insecurity. This is the place to come. We don't turn anyone away. We ask very few questions, and all we're out to do is help people with groceries.
Very good. You're doing great work, Les. Give us the website one more time.
MadrasCommunityFoodPantry.com.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.